Zim! We are about to spoil the entirety of season one of Invader Zim! If you haven't seen the season, then go...
What?
If you haven't seen the show and plan on watching it, leave now and come back later. But if you have seen the show like a good person, then stay...
What?
Fuck! Cameron! Justin! Are you ready to record the podcast of doom?
The podcast of doom!
The podcast of doom!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cinema Roulette. On today's episode, we are yet again doing an entire season, but I think it'll be a little bit easier than The Strain season one.
Wasn't any easier to get through.
It was not.
But not in the way of it got bad.
Yeah, there were entirely different reasons for this one to
Mostly, it's over 20 episodes. That's a lot of content.
Yeah.
Even if it's 15 minutes an episode. Besides two,
yeah, there were two that were full length, so...
Well, not full length, they were 30 minutes.
Well, there's an extra hour.
No.
30 and 30 is an hour.
Yes, but the normal episode would be 15.
I know.
So there would be an extra 30 minutes.
Okay.
God, you're bad at math.
Yes, I am. This is Invader Zim Season 1.
What the fuck was that? No, this is Invader Zim! Okay, now that we've sat in silence.
You always have to point that
you
out.
You pointed it out before.
I did once, jokingly. You've done it multiple times.
I know, we have to bring it up.
We don't have to bring it up. That's the whole point. We can just go into it to make it sound natural.
So you went quiet again.
Oh
nice
my
to
god.
Bring up.
We don't have to bring that up every single time we go silent. Okay? Okay. No, you say something, so you smartass. I'm watching you. I am watching you. Don't you dare. No, say something, please. Dear Christ, say something. God damn it. Oh, it's going to be one of those episodes.
See, we're quiet again.
But yeah, this show was a lot of fun. It's been years since I've seen this show, like since it first aired and since like Nick still reran it. It's been so fucking long since I've seen this. Well,
no, I'm not doing it again. But this was one of my like favorites as a kid, mostly because I like Gurr like everyone else who's bought at least one thing from a Hot Topic.
Gurr is just adorable. Some people find him annoying, but I think he's adorable.
There was a lot of mean-spirited shit the more I realized when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
There was Billy and Mandy, there was Invader Zim, there was Courage the Cowardly Dog. Just not, like, it was perfect for kids who enjoyed horror movies and stuff, but they were just mean shows.
Yeah, there was a lot of really, yeah, now that you think about it, yeah, huh?
Yeah, I guess grunge was a big thing even in the early 2000s. Just everyone hated everything.
Yeah, it's just, it's so interesting. And just the things that this show got away with still shock me, honestly.
Oh, wait, should we also bring up that we're in Ohio for once?
Yeah, together. Absolutely. Together in Ohio for once.
Ah, high five.
So, yeah.
No, don't get up from your seat. Nope, you lose your chance.
What chance did I have? I couldn't get it from there. I had to move.
That sounds like a you problem.
Well, okay. Well, do I just extend my arm?
Yes.
Mr. Fantastic? Is that what I'm supposed to
yes.
do? Okay. Your arm extends. You just...
Yeah, just extend arm. Wham! Oh, think of how much wind-up that would have.
Oh, shit.
It's a long table for those who can't see. We're not recording it either, so if you go on YouTube, you won't see it either.
Nah.
We are recording it, but sound-wise, well, not video-wise.
We may do video at some point. I don't
know.
No. Yes.
No.
VO makes me so hard.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
Damn it.
Stay flaccid.
Aw. Remember, all you folks, stay flaccid. Stay flaccid. Don't do acid.
Why not?
No.
There's nothing else to do.
I mean, there's plenty of things to do.
Like watch Invader Zim Season 1.
Yeah. So, do you want to do a little recap or not?
Okay.
We'll just go through the episodes and say, like, oh, this episode was coolest, right?
Well, hold on. For show synopsis, this is a show where you can basically watch in any order, as long as the first episode is first.
You watch the pilot, and then anything else can just be in any order.
It can be in any order. So we're not going to do a full-on Hannibal or Strain-style thing where we go over everything.
Because there really were no overarching plot elements. It's very episodic. There were reoccurring gags and characters, but there were no, like, you know...
There was no arc.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, the season finale had a bit of a cliffhanger, granted, so...
But that's the end of a season. Yeah. Most kids shows do that, even if they're not serious.
Well, I'm just saying, you maybe watch the last one last, but...
No, even then, it's still a cliffhanger for multiple episodes in season.
I guess.
Actually, no, it isn't brought up till the movie.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you read.
Oh, okay.
But, okay.
I can read?
Yeah, you need something besides math. Okay. So this is a story all about how... I'm not doing this joke any longer than this.
That's a new record. You did it for longer than you usually do.
The whole 3 seconds.
Damn.
Wow.
Thank you, Fresh Prince. So fresh.
So Prince. But there's an alien planet. It's full of a bunch of dickhead aliens that like to invade shit. And they're the tallest aliens, so they're in charge.
Yep.
One of them is voiced by Pleakley from Lilo and Stitch. But they're sending invaders out to go, well, invade planets. I know, complicated stuff. Zim is a complete fuck-up, and no one likes him. And they lie to him just to get him off the planet, and they say, you're going to a mystery planet. The planet is Earth.
Yep.
They send him, everyone gets a kill droid except Zim, who gets basically a broken kill droid where its brain is a paperclip, some gum, some loose change, and pocket lint. His name is Gurr.
Gurr is the best.
He ends in America, in the future. I don't know how far in the future, but it's in the future. And Zim has to hide out as a human while trying to destroy the world. However, there is also... Oh, the human of Dib! And Dib knows Zim is an alien and wants to prove that he's an alien. But, of course, due to comedic hijinks, he cannot.
Yep. Everyone else is a fucking idiot.
Except Gaz, but Gaz does not give a shit about anything. Gaz is Dib's sister.
Yes.
And also they have a dad. We call him Dad.
I mean, he does have a name and they say it multiple times, but...
Dad.
Dad.
Everyone gets 3 letters for a name.
Zim, Gurr, Dib, Dad.
Gaz.
Gaz.
Okay. How the fuck do we cover this? There's over, like, I did take notes.
Yes, he did. And
but didn't... I stopped around disc 3 because that was like over 20 episodes. I was realizing I was doing like 3 notes per episode. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. This show is a bit hard to binge, but man, is it a lot of fun. Like I said, I hadn't seen it since like around the time it first aired, but... It's better than I remember it, honestly.
Well, okay, it's not hard to binge. Like, if you did 3 episodes a day, you're fine.
Yeah.
We did about a disc a day, which is 9 episodes.
Yeah, it depends on the amount that you binge. When I say binge, usually it's like you mean you just keep watching until you're tired, basically.
Yeah, which would probably be 3 episodes. This is a lot to handle.
It's a lot to take in.
Especially near the end, where I don't know if they just thought they were getting canceled or... Mm. Nickelodeon was like, we'll take the restraints off. And then Joan Vasquez just smoked a bowl and went, yes.
Just goes completely bonkers. I still like the line in the pilot where it was like, you were banished or something. He was like, oh, I quit. You quit being banished?
Yeah, because he was banished to like some work planet. Shows up. You weren't invited. Aren't you banished? I quit. You quit being banished?
The humor in the show is fucking hilarious.
It's that perfectly timed randomness, yeah, if that makes sense.
It really is. And even more so in the last half, it just gets so fucking random.
I was actually realizing that a lot when we were watching, is there would be some moments where I'm like, okay, things have slowed down a bit. And then just a random gut punch would come in, yeah, of humor. And it would make us burst.
Yeah, exactly. It's like really weird shit that you have no idea how to react to mixed with hilarious comedy.
I know you said go down the list of episodes, but again, that's above 20.
What were some of your favorites?
You should probably put on. We should probably pause for a second and let you pull up a list.
Okay.
So that way you can also have... I have the back of the DVD.
Oh, okay.
Zim, 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 grr. Zim, 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 grr. So we're just going to totally jump around. We're not even going to go in any order, probably. Yep, okay.
It doesn't matter. Just what were some of your favorite episodes?
I love Room with a Moose.
That one is hilarious.
That is like a good introduction to Invader Zim that isn't the pilot.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest setup of just... Zim wants to get rid of Dim by sending him and his entire class on a bus to an alternate dimension. And all the alternate dimension is a room with a moose.
Yeah, like he mentions all these...
A hungry moose.
He mentions all these, like, terrible other things that could happen. And he's like, a room with a moose.
Ah! Wait, that's not that scary.
And they, like, puts nuts into it and it chews the nuts.
Because it's a hungry moose.
And every time they mention the room with the moose, it just cuts to it. Just it dramatically chewing.
It's a hard zoom in. It's the dumbest shit. And it shouldn't be funny. But it is.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's, man, one of yours.
When it comes to... I'm trying to think when it comes to humor, because the thing about this show that really blew me away was the animation still holds up really fucking well.
Oh yeah, like it's even ridiculous.
Even the CGI blends surprisingly well for a show made in the early 2000s.
Hey, here's a tip that I've learned by just watching movies and shows.
Yeah,
if you have really cheap CGI, use darker colors. It, yes, looks way better. You don't have to blend with as much light, and it just looks good.
Exactly.
Invader Zim is full of many dark reds and purples and, mm-hmm, space. Yeah, space black.
This was released in 2001, the first season.
I could show a bunch of movies that just have way worse CGI.
Oh, yeah. But, like, the CGI and the action scenes are so well done. It's ridiculous.
I forgot how heavily anime-inspired this series is.
Yeah. They reference anime a lot, and obviously the action is very anime-styled. So, Battle of Two Planets, I thought, was fucking awesome.
It's such a dumb concept, but... Of two planets that are actually super weapons, yeah, you can fly around.
Because, like, Zim goes to Mars to do, like, some reconnaissance and then finds, like, stuff that's on there. And then he goes to it and, like, this, like, face thing is actually, like, there was, like, an ancient race that made the thing into the whole planet into a spaceship. And, like, he activates it and, like, these metal things go around it and, like, propel it through space. And, of course, Dib's like, oh, crap, I have to stop him. But it turns out that... Mercury is also a giant spaceship, so they take the two planets and have this big ass battle in outer space with planets. It's like,
and the driver's seat for Mars is, yeah, on the face of Mars, so on Mercury it's on a butt.
It's hilarious, but it's like some Gurren Lagann level bullshit. It's hilarious.
And I love the reasoning too, when they ask, when he's like, why did you do this? Because it was cool.
Because it was cool.
Like, the entire race drove themselves to extinction for something cool.
Yeah. And the visual gags in that one were just really good, too. Mm-hmm. Like, where, like, Zim starts laughing and then Girl's laughing, but then the hologram also starts laughing maniacally. And then, like, when they're, like, going back into the atmosphere, like, Girl has, like, a hot dog because of the fire.
Oh, yeah, because of the fire. So.
Oh, that's great. That one. And the last one we watched, the season finale, also had some fucking awesome action.
Oh, yeah. Tack, the hideous new girl.
Yes.
Or Hideout Girl, Cameron put.
Is that what?
You said Hideout New Girl for some reason?
Oh, because it looked hideous. Like, I didn't really read it closely, and it, like, just glancing at it, I thought it said Hideout.
My favorite one word.
Hideout.
Hideout. But yeah, that one was really cool. And just in general, the action was just cool. I loved it when it had like this over-the-top action. I was like, this is awesome.
Or what was the one? I forget the name of the one with the planet stealers.
Oh, yeah. That one was really cool. Let's see if we can find that.
Planet Jackers.
Planet Jackers. Literally just Planet Jackers. But yeah.
Yeah.
There's this race of Planet Jackers, and they steal planet Earth to try and throw it into their sun to power it. And, like, they like, envelop the sun in, like, this big metal can or something. Or, not can, but this big metal, like...
Sphere.
That's it. Thanks, Brain.
It's the planet, not the sun.
Yes. Wait, I thought they threw it into sun to power.
Well, yeah, but you said they put the metal canister over a sun.
Oops. My brain is loving me today.
Oh, you're doing great. Is the strain still affecting you?
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know.
Because this is one of the first... I think we also should admit, this is one of the first TV shows we've both kind of watched in a while.
Yeah! Like, we both watched it fucking forever ago, but... But yeah, the Planet Jackers was cool just because, like, he's sitting planet, but then he goes outside and he, like, has these big space battles, like, in front of that sun. And, like, they go, like, around it. It's just so fluid and cool.
I love the visual jokes there, though, because it's, like, the two people driving the planet-jacking vehicle, like, one's a really big Hulk fucker.
Yeah.
And he goes out to fight Zim. You see them, like, square up. Hard cut to Gurr. Nothing going on. Goes back. Zim is just completely beating the shit out of.
Yeah. And the other one's, like, supposed to... He's clearly modeled after Steve Buscemi, the little one.
Oh, yeah. It was like, Steve Buscemi from Fargo.
Yeah, like, the voice pattern was... They were clearly referencing Fargo. But, yeah, that one was cool. And then, of course, there's the one... The famous Zit episode that was absolutely disgusting.
One of the main notes there is just fucking ew.
Because there was an episode where, like, Zim, what do they call it? He molted or something because of the planets aligning or
something.
Yeah,
some the bullshit. Planets aligning.
And, like, every time that happens, like, his species molts. And so, like, he had this little itch. And then, like,
it was
like,
career day.
Yeah. But he had this little itch and it just, like, kept growing and growing. And he found a job at a, because it was, like, career day, like I said, and they assigned everyone a job. Like, one person was like a ninja or something like that, another person was,
yeah, with the POS 2000 was the machine to decide.
I'm shocked that made it past standards and practices.
But Spin the Bottle of Gravity Falls was too much.
But fucking what was I gonna say? Yeah, like in another and of course did become this paranormal investigator, but
yeah, I guess attached to Bill, who is an idiot.
But yeah, like he like grows and they're just like just grotesque, like his body grows and goes outside and all that. But yeah, this is one. Zit one's just disgusting just because it pops and just pus everywhere. It's fucking gross. But we originally thought that was the Zit episode, and I'm like, no, I clearly remember something
else. I remember
else.
White stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, I clearly remember like a big mass on his face, and I was like, oh nope, that's the one. Okay. There's a lot of gross out humor in this, honestly.
Oh, it gets the Halloween episode where it ends with Dib having to go into his own head and he's like shot back into the normal world as just a ball of flesh and organs.
Yeah, and then that also happens when what's her name?
Gaz
in Gaz's head when she's trying to rescue him. Like, his organs are on the outside of his body, and his dad cancels it.
Oh, yeah.
That also happens there, too. And it's like, Jesus, fuck.
Headcanon, Gaz is Revy's great-great-great-great-granddaughter from
Her mannerisms and her voice is...
And her hair.
And her hair is just so similar.
And she's just as threatening.
Yes.
And we're jumping around. Which one was it? The Game Slave 2, where she just becomes a serial killer? Yeah.
Just a stereotypical serial killer, and she's able to, like, teleport all around the house.
Yeah, because it's all about trying to get the Game Boy 2, basically. Mm-hmm. And some kid gets the last one, so she hunts him down.
Yeah. And she, like, appears in the window, she appears in front of the mirror. She's like, wait a minute, if you're there, then how can you... Doom, 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 just all around the window her head appears.
Every sting, she's like from the side of the window or upside down. I do love that joke though, where she wrote something on the mirror like, it's mine or whatever. Yeah. It goes, wait, if you're out there, how'd you write that?
It's great. Oh man. Also, yeah, so those are some of the memorable ones that stick out in my mind.
Oh, wait, you're not going to talk about Door to Door?
Okay, so should we get into the weird shit?
We're already here.
I know we're already here. So Door to Door, because that was the first one I think we need a break from after we watched, yeah?
That was kind of the turning point where I think Nickelodeon let go of the reins and it just got weird.
Yeah, because before Door to Door, there was the baby episode and then Bloaty's Pizza Hog.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, after that. Door to Door is just the weirdest fucking acid trip of an episode.
Don't cover your mouth. It makes the mic hard to hear.
I'm pointing it towards the mic, though, Justin.
Yeah, just talk normally.
All right. Just the weirdest fucking shit.
Okay, so the school needs money. So everyone has to sell candy bars that are mostly sawdust.
Yep. Reasons.
There has never explained. Poop candy bars. Because maturity.
Yeah.
And Zim wants to sell the most because there's apparently a secret prize if you get like $100,000 or whatever. Because
the mascot is what? Like Poop Dog instead Poop of Dog, Snoop
yeah,
Dog?
Poop Dog, yeah, who raps.
Yeah, instead of Snoop Dogg, it's Poop Dog. Because maturity.
Oh, man, I love how it makes fun of shitty school ads.
Yeah.
Like, the ones made in school. It's just always the most meme-y, dated shit.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
But Zim wins by putting a helmet, like, VR helmets on the customers and forcing them to see the world get destroyed if they do not buy the candy bar.
Yes, exactly. And
it's just fucked.
Yeah, like, he shows them these horrifying visions of the future. But then it's just... The whole episode is just a trip because, like, it shows all these random-ass people, like, doing their stuff. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, the kids are running. And they're like, oh, my God, it's fundraiser. And they're just, like, tripping over Char and, like, thrashing into the house.
Oh, yeah, when the kids come in to do the fundraiser, all the adults start running inside and hiding.
Yeah, it's... Basically, if you watch Night Vale, it's street cleaning day.
It's true. Or when Zim sees the ghost version of Poop Dog.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the ghost of, like, you know, failure or something like that.
You will fail. You will never succeed.
And it, like, the sun goes red, and it's just so goddamn trippy.
And the show is re-edited. Yeah, this episode
was re-edited because this was shortly after 9/11. This was in the year 2001. And, like, there was a scene which showed, like, a bunch of alien spaceships, like, shooting lasers and, like, a bunch of buildings falling down and stuff.
So they had to edit that out.
So they had to edit that out. But when they went to air it, they accidentally put in the wrong tape.
Bum, bum, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, so that version exists, and we can compare it, but the version that they re-edited is actually a little more violent and terrifying than the original version.
Yeah, it's just there's no buildings falling.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking episode.
But Justin, it comes with a free medical repair kit or something like that.
Adhesive.
Adhesive, band. That's it. Comes with an adhesive bandage.
And I love how when the teacher gives it to him, she goes into the voice of adhesive bandage.
Because you don't, it's a joke on censorship, but it makes it worse because you have no idea what was originally supposed to be said.
I love Miss Bitters, especially because of her apparently diegetic cicadas.
Yeah, like she's like this shape-shifting monster of a teacher, and every time she's on screen, it's just, just here. Yeah.
Just the fucking cicadas. Headcanon, if you are a fan of Night Vale, that is what a librarian is.
Totally.
100%.
Now I can see why they hate librarians so much.
It's terrifying. And very negative.
Yeah. I was a fairy once.
It was terrible.
God, it just... Oh, this ending half of the season just gets so goddamn trippy. Fuck. And the Halloween episode gets really fucked, too.
That was, like, nightmare fuel levels of shit.
God.
The monster designs are fantastic.
They were scary and awesome.
It's like just a Hellraiser meets John Carpenter, I'll go with.
Yeah. Fucking Nightmare Gaz was ridiculous.
Nightmare Gaz was rad as fuck. Right. I want to see a cosplay of that or more realistic art.
There's like just teeth on the outside.
Yeah, she has no lower jaw. Yeah. She's just
shivering type deal. It's like a hunter from Left 4 Dead.
Right, it was just cool as hell. Just that was legitimately scary. And like the fucking, when it panned up and it just showed that horrible mass of monsters, I was like, I've seen less terrifying things in fucking Silent Hill than that. My God.
Honestly.
That was a great episode. Also a double length one, so that's fun. I do like the ending joke where like they finally come out of the portal and like they look at the humans and they're too scared to actually invade it.
Oh yeah, the monsters almost invade, but they see everyone's disgusting and Gurr full of chocolate. Yeah.
Like everyone's on the floor just like passed out because Gurr knocked them all out. And like
to steal their candy.
Yeah, and he's like all huge because he ate a bunch of candy and like chocolate is just dripping out of him. They're like, oh god, it's too scary.
God, this is an unfocused episode.
Yeah, it is. Well, this is more just highlights of the season or what we like.
Because
we're doing this just because it's way too much to go through each and every single episode, frankly. So
I'm sure there's someone who has.
Oh, I'm sure there's someone who has too. Wouldn't it be interesting to have a podcast that covers every episode of a show?
Steal that idea. We're not fucking doing it. That's way too much time.
That was a dig at me, by the way.
What do you mean?
It's me! I was the turkey all along!
Plus, I have to censor that now. You said I can't... I wasn't allowed to mention blank for... Or at least 5 years. It has only been three.
Has it been three?
Or two.
Or has it been 5 years since we started? No, it was 5 years since the ending. How long was it? What was the deal? I'll have to pull that up. I have that recording saved. I think it might have been less time than that. I don't think it was 5 years.
It was like 5 years. Was it 5 years? Yeah. Okay. Unless you want to count how 2018 felt and how 2020 is feeling.
Fucking matter. I don't know. Nah, we'll keep it up. We'll keep our end of the bargain if we're still alive by then.
Assuming I even live that long.
Hmm.
Also, I want to talk about fucking bad Rubber Piggy, because that's when the show, like, okay, the show got dark a few times before then, like the way Keith dies.
Oh, Lord.
Well, he doesn't die, because he keeps reappearing.
He keeps reappearing. Obviously, it's a cartoon, so it's like cartoon logic where something terrible happens at the end, and next episode, they're fine.
Yeah. But just Zim throwing rubber pigs back in time to mess up Dib's life and horribly disfigure him.
It gets worse and worse and worse, because like he's like, you know, one of those stereotypical things where he's like, oh, I'll stop my enemy before he can become a threat or something. It goes back to his childhood and he's like riding a bike, but then the bike becomes a pig and then like he rolls down the hill
into a tree
and he has like these terrible scars. But then there's another where he's like, what's the second one? The third one's a roller coaster.
The second one is the helmet.
That's like
the hover helmet that takes him up in the air, and then that's replaced with pig and
he falls down. And then all of a sudden, it keeps affecting the future because it keeps getting more and more grotesque. And then all of a sudden, like, he has like basically a life thing, a resuscitator or something like that. Like, he has oxygen to help him with like tubes going out of his neck and into an oxygen thing and just to help him breathe. And then he's trying to get like a picture of, it was a chupacabra or something. It was some monster on a roller coaster.
No, he was climbing a tower and he thought it was Bigfoot, but it was just a really hairy kid.
But then, like, his camera turns into a pig, and, like, before that, he got flashbacks on the TV, like, a pig appeared. He's like, why are all these flashbacks to these pigs? And then, like, he falls down because he gets shocked by the camera. The oxygen thing breaks, and he flatlines.
Yes, and then Zim, EMTs show up, and Zim replaces the defibrillator pals with pigs, and the dude crushes his chest.
Yeah, like he died. It was implied that he just flatlined.
No, the dude pounded his chest in. That's why his father, when we find out he did, his father saved his life.
Yeah.
He says, like, after a pig accident.
But yeah, it's just the fact that Zim did not just kill him. He made him suffer and suffer and suffer until he died.
But then his father turns him into a giant robot. Zim keeps throwing pigs as every time Dib gets stronger and stronger.
Because, like, his father's obviously a brilliant scientist. And he's like, you know, ever since the accident, because he's a brilliant scientist. He's like
Professor Membrane.
Hey.
Hey.
But yeah, he's like, yeah, I invented this thing to keep my son alive.
But you see him, like, get rocket launchers and chain guns.
Yeah.
And finally, Zim decides to throw a pig back to tell him not to use the... The fucking time machine. But of course, in a Courage the Cowardly Dog style way, it does go back in time right into his brain.
Yeah, his brain is replaced with the pig, and he's holding his brain in his hand. And he's like, he finally did. He's like, and then just falls over.
And then we hear the note where it's Zim. Don't use the time machine. Love Zim.
He like has to shout his name every time. That just killed us. And then the fucking the organ episode.
Oh, the organ episode that almost got creator arrested. Yeah. Oh, actually, it did get him arrested.
He was later let go, right?
Yeah, he was like, oh, he was proven innocent.
But yeah, that episode's really fucked as well. Jesus.
Where Zim realizes he isn't human enough, so he decides to steal all the student organs.
Yeah, and like you see these too, like fucking like... It doesn't show him actually tearing it out, but like you see afterwards, like he's like eating them or whatever to put organs in there. But like he zooms into all their skeletons and you see what's been replaced.
Yeah, Dib has x-ray goggles and he could see like where a clock has replaced someone's heart or a collar has replaced someone's liver.
Everyone's like keeled over. He's like, it's not even mayonnaise and rice day or something. Because like the food they serve is like not food.
Ketchup and rice.
Ketchup and rice. That's what it was. Yeah, ketchup. It's not even ketchup and rice day. But... the horrifying one that stuck with me was where she got her brain replaced with soda, and she opens her mouth and just...
Oh, yeah, it was some receptionist, and she goes to answer her phone, just soda.
Oh, my God, so terrifying. Jesus. But yeah, that because what was the case again about the guy almost getting arrested?
It's because I think his wife or girlfriend were murdered, and he was, like, lead writer of that episode. And I think the cops caught wind of the episode and went, okay, no one in the right mind could fucking write that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was already under investigation for, you know, being related to the person, so, or having connections.
Yeah. Obviously, that put you under suspicion immediately. But
yeah.
But yeah, that kind of tipped him off. They're like, wait a minute. Maybe this guy isn't so, you know.
Maybe he isn't on the level.
But yeah, no, it was proven to be a complete coincidence, and he was later completely acquitted. So
he probably did it. Anyways.
At least he's not like O.J. Simpson, where he capitalizes off cock-teasing people if he did it or not.
Cleft didn't fit.
But yeah, so that was fucked, and just... It's a solid show, but it is one that's just really hard. You can only watch so much of it before you need to stop.
Yeah, it is a kid show.
Yes.
Like, besides probably horrifying the shit out of a lot of kids who can't handle
kids
this intensity.
Need that.
Some kids do. Some people can't handle it. Yeah. I understand that. It's just, oh my God, it's full of random ass humor.
Oh yeah.
So good though.
It's great. It's actually, again, it's a lot better than I remember it being. Like, I was stunned by the fluidity of the animation and everything, too. That's what blew me away, is how well that holds up and just how still hilarious it is, honestly.
Yeah, it's almost Mel Brooks levels of humor, where it's just joke after joke after joke sometimes. Yeah.
And the dialogue is so weirdly written, especially with the other humans. Just the way they talk, and just the way... Because Joan and Vasquez just apparently just hates everybody, and everyone on Earth is just fucking stupid.
My brother brings this up anytime we talk about Invader Zim, because we both grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the idea of Invader Zim, where the world is in constant danger, and there are people who are ready to end it. The problem is, everyone is a fucking moron, and the people who want to destroy the world are even bigger idiots than everyone else.
It's kind of hilarious, and a very nihilistic view on just how the world is.
Yet oddly positive in a way, like, we'll never truly... all die because the people in charge are too fucking stupid to succeed in that.
In that universe, it's so fucking funny, and it's just
I don't know, in this universe too.
I mean, this timeline, PS, some people are pretty stupid, but not everybody is stupid. But
not us. All our opinions are correct.
That's why they're opinions and not fat weight.
No, they are facts. We have changed the definition of opinion for us.
We can do that?
Yes.
Oh, wow. all right. Now, everybody tell your friends about us, okay? It's just a fact.
Yep. I have nowhere to go with that joke. Moving on.
All right. But, yeah, fucking... It's just, I still really love the ice cream man when he was in the city. He's just like, just buy my ice cream. God.
I don't remember that.
The ice cream guy when he was in the city? When he was lost, him and Gert were lost in the city?
Oh, what was, which one was that?
That was hilarious.
Walk of Doom, I think.
Because he, like, installs a chip in Gert to actually make him smart. And he's like, okay, go to... I forget why they need to go into the city.
Well, he wanted Gert to be able to map his way back home.
Yes.
But Gert leaves the chip at home.
Because I need to make space for this. Or something. Like a hot dog or whatever food.
Taco!
Taco! So, yeah, he's stranded in the city. And there's just, like, just the people in the background. But there's just this ice cream guy that walks by. Just like, just buy my ice cream. Something like that. Just... The dialogue is so weird, and the thing that's interesting about it is it's a very in-your-face show. Like, everyone is yelling at you and, like, in-your-face about it. That's kind of what makes it great.
Yeah, it never shuts up, and
yeah.
I can see that being a problem for some people. They just can't, they won't be able to handle that level of stupidity and intensity. But it's still just so much fun.
Yeah. Obviously, whoever played Zim, he had to have had so much fun just being just maniacal person.
Yelling.
Just yelling, yes, I am Zim, and da-da-da-da, and very in your face. Just whenever, like, him and Dib go head-to-head, they always make these huge monologues at each other.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite is Future Dib, where Dib is talking to himself, and he's like, wow, do I actually sound like that? That's really annoying.
I think he said it sounded boring or something.
Oh, it's so boring.
Yeah. But it turned out to be Zim.
Dun, 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 plot twist.
Yeah. That was also a really good episode.
I think I'm with Joan and Vesca's, though. Gaz is probably my favorite.
Gaz is great. Gaz is hilarious because she just doesn't give a shit.
And the fucking way they exaggerate her face. Yeah. Anytime she's in, like, just adores something, the way her pupils extend into puppy eyes.
Because her eyes are usually, like, squinted. They're just black lines. But whenever they get excited, it's like she gets really big puppy eyes. Or when she gets annoyed, it, like, goes into, like these ovals or something. And she's like, like, giving a scowl at somebody.
Yeah, like, just think of an angry monkey.
Basically, it's great. She's hilarious. She's this moody, dark character that just wants to play video games and draw and just be, you know, do her thing.
Yeah, this is kids show in the sense of it's not serialized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess kids shows nowadays are more serialized, yeah. But
like Gravity Falls and all that.
Adventure Falls, Steven Universe. Yeah. But here, it's not about growth of a character. It's we have all these very specific characters. Mm-hmm. We know how they work. So let's throw them in the dumbest fucking situation and see what happens.
Yes.
Which, honestly, shows like this are so much fun for that.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually felt like a while since a show like that has come along. Maybe regular show would
I could
be
see,
like that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I could see similarities between regular show and this, definitely.
I think regular show has more grounded characters,
honestly.
It does, honestly.
Absolutely, but it still has that very, like, over-the-top humor, and there's just random-ass characters and stuff.
Yeah.
But
fucking hell.
Was that car I heard? I was that.
Yeah.
Like, I heard this scratching. I'm like, oh, fuck, what is that?
Sorry, I was stretching on the chair.
Okay. But yeah, this show, honestly, is just fantastic still. Again, I was worried that, I wouldn't be as good as I remembered, but it's better than I remember. It's one of those rare shows that I've enjoyed the shit out of this, so.
Oh, and the fucking music.
The music is great. It's this, like, industrial techno type thing.
Yeah, it's industrial techno, except when it wants to do... It's also able to go to other genres. It's able to be happy. It's able to do... Oh, when it gets the choir in a few episodes?
Yeah, like he got a choir and probably wanted to use them.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Where? Oh, it was when they were versing Tack. And cut back to Gurr dancing with Gaz. They would add the intense choir.
Well, like, it was only when Gaz was dancing. Gaz dancing was like, ho, 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 every time she moved.
But when it cuts back to the battle, it's gone.
Yeah, it's hilarious. yeah, the characters are well done. The show is well done. The universe is fucking bizarre, but very engaging.
I also really love the art style. Besides still holding up and looking good, it's not simplistic. It's like
Yeah.
There's just so much happening in the background. It's this weird level of sci-fi that's overwhelming almost, mm-hmm. with all the pipes and wires and buttons and lights.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, must have been a bitch for the animation
team.
Oh,
yeah. Like, the sci-fi, like, the technology that Zim uses and that the rest of the, what's the race called? That the rest of his race uses, like, it's very complex, but
that's
also,
the word I was looking
but
for.
Also just very cool to look at, because, like, you just have all these things happening at once. Like, his house, when he grows his house, it, like, drills underground, but then it, like, lights up again, then comes back up, and the house just grows, and, like, arms go out here, and things go up here. It's just...
It's like it's pointlessly industrial.
Yeah, but it's cool as hell.
I think it's also cool because so much of sci-fi nowadays has gone into the sleek sort of Apple look.
Yeah.
And we've lost this industrial, overcomplicated bullshit.
Yeah.
Which, I get, it's overcomplicated and stupid, but it's kind of fun to look at.
Yeah, it's kind of that, like, worn-down industrial look that, like, Star Wars pioneered and other genres kind of perfected. Like, it's just, it's not sleek like Star Trek or something like that. It's like this worn-down, like, things are just kind of cobbled together, but it looks cool.
It does. But yeah,
I think that's about it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know where. I liked all the voice work.
Yes,
Zim is fucking hilarious as the.
You're right?
I was burping, but I don't burp normally.
Ah,
I don't mean that as I don't burp often. I mean I don't burp like a normal person.
Huh. Interesting.
Yes. But Zim is just like this perfect comedic foil for the universe.
Yeah.
I think most annoying could be Dib if
possibly,
I had to choose.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get what Dib is doing.
He's not annoying to the point where it's like, oh, shut up.
Yeah. Gurr is, he's lol so random humor from that it was. Gurr was the internet meme before internet memes.
Because it was just random stuff. Like, he'll just randomly shout things or, like, hum along, like,
I don't know.
Or just be like, taco! Just random stuff and just be eating food. It's just.
Or he just has a pig.
Yes, has a pig. Yeah, it's just that random stuff that I just. It is hilarious, honestly.
It might be nostalgia goggles, too, that make me love him, but.
I don't know. I just think he's adorable. I've always loved Gurr.
Like I said, Gaz is my favorite. Mostly because, okay, going by the idea that the whole point of the show is everyone is a fucking idiot, including the people who are going to ruin it. Gaz is the one person who is also an idiot, but knows everyone else is an idiot and knows she will be fine no matter what happens.
And she just doesn't care, does her own thing, and it just works out for her.
She's just this loner character who's like, as long as you don't bug me, we're fine.
Basically, it's just, and whenever, like, someone, like touches her or, like, interrupts her game, she's like, you will feel my wrath.
Oh, yeah, her quick monologues of what she's going to do to fucking murder the person.
It's fucking hilarious.
Or I love her in Lice, where she's just like, why? Everyone in the school gets lice, and anytime someone's complaining or being attacked, you just hear Gaz in the background go, whiner.
Yeah, but like everyone's like itching their head and running around, but she's just sitting there playing video games as her head is just being eaten by lice.
Yeah.
Ah, burns! Wuss. Or something like that.
Whiner.
Whiner, yeah. So funny. But yeah, we highly recommend it.
I highly recommend if you can watch it.
Yeah, definitely. It's not for everybody, I will say that. But
it's still also a solid kid show.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's stupid humor. Is it going to teach your kid anything? Not really.
At the same time, just be warned, if you are showing it to a kid, just be aware of how much they can take, because it does get really disturbing and graphic.
Yeah, and gross.
Yeah.
But also, it's not treating your kid like they're an idiot, which I do like in kid shows.
Because that's just more prevalent nowadays, like, where just shows just treat kids like more and more idiots. It's like...
Yeah, whenever you don't have an Adventure Time or Gravity Falls, you get fucking Teen Titans Go just wasting time.
And even the animation on kid shows nowadays is usually really cheap. Like,
except Infinity Train. That show looks great.
Oh, yeah, but... It's like, you know, you have that, like, basically Flash animation. It's just lazy. It's just lazy. So it's good to see shows that actually have a style and that actually care, you know?
I heard OKKO is actually pretty good, even if the animation looks meh.
Gotcha. But yeah, really good show. Definitely highly recommend it. Good for both kids and adults. They'll probably both find something to love in it.
What are we at time-wise?
Oh, we're at 56.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we're good.
That's a decent size, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that, people. You got a decent-sized episode, and it wasn't us bitching the entire time.
Ha-ha!
So, I forget what was after Enemy.
Because we pull up the list now, since I have my computer on.
Okay, so we can tell them what's next, and then you'll get Invader Zim Season 2, which is a lot shorter than Season 1.
Yep. So after Invader Zim Season 1 is Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, okay.
And then after Jacob's next.
I'm going to censor the other movies you said because they won't know the spins. That's kind of like part of the fun of the show. I know technically they can look ahead or look on my Letterboxd.
All you're going to hear is just boo, and then boo, and then boo.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, we record the movies already. When we're together, we record as many as we can, so that way you'll get good audio.
Don't like it? Bite me.
Actually, don't. It's a pandemic still.
Bite me so hard.
No.
Yes.
The fuck we gotta do?
Is that it, really?
I don't know. Do you have a better thing to end on?
Not really.
We could shout our names again.
Okay.
Wait, do we shout each other's names or shout our own?
Justin!
Cameron!
Thank you so much for watching this episode of Cinema Roulette. If you want to follow our hosts, Justin is at JKPancake on Twitter, and Cameron is at CameronPixInc on Twitter. You can watch the video version of the podcast. Sometimes you actually get to see our host faces at CamCam on YouTube, or just look up Cinema Roulette Podcast. Thank you so much to Teller's Place for their artwork that we use mainly in the YouTube version and you can kind of see on the podcast version. If you enjoyed the show, please consider either subscribing to it or rating us on whatever podcast app you use. That would be cool of you.